Well, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I thank God for being here today. I'd like to open up in prayer as always. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you for just blessing us to be here today to worship you in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
I ask, Lord God, that you would let the words that proceed out of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, let it be acceptable in thy sight. God, you are my strength and my redeemer. Lord, let no corrupt communication proceed out of my mouth, but that which is good for necessary edification, that it may render grace unto the hearer. Lord, lift us today, Lord God. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, dear Lord. Move by your mighty power, Lord God. Save us, Lord God, that we may be a vessel of your glory and your power. So, Lord, I pray today that lives will be saved, that you would open up the eyes of our understanding, dear Lord. Help us to understand what it is to be saved, Lord God, and what it is to have your spirit living inside of us, guiding us, leading us, healing us, restoring us, giving us everything that we need to overcome this world. I thank you, Lord, and pray these wonderful things in Jesus' precious name. You know, when I came here, I got to the point whenever I minister, I asked God, and I said, Lord, I really don't want to, I don't feel in my heart to go out and speak or talk if it ain't about salvation. There's a lot of things I could talk about in the Bible, but my heart has got to the point where I feel like there's an urgency today in society for salvation. So I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I really don't want to go and speak anywhere if I don't have a word of salvation, if you not have given me a word of salvation to bring salvation. I meant that. And so on this message, I said, okay, Lord, how do you want me to speak on this? And I didn't hear anything. So I was like, okay. So I didn't hear, nothing came to my mind. I didn't hear God in his spirit. So I said, okay, I'm going to call Pastor Chris and let him know that, you know, I don't think I'm going to come and speak because if God hadn't given me anything, I feel like I don't want to go if he hadn't sent me. So I let it go for a while. Then I sat down at my desk, and next thing I know, all these, it just came coming out of me like unbelievable. It just created a message. I'm like, whoa. But it's good to know that God is, it's good to know to be a part of God, the true and living God, because when we run out of energy, you know, God would take over. He's there. He's always there for us. So I just thank God that he gave me this message. So I'm praying that it would open up some hearts and even bring salvation, if there's salvation that's needed. So so just prepare yourself for this message. It's John chapter 19, verse 29 through 30. And the word of God begins. You know, I hear a lot about Jesus dying on the cross. That's serious. It's very serious. And I think we need to understand, God has got me to now to speak. What does all that mean to me today? Jesus suffered and died. And we look at, oh, he suffered and died. Oh, you know, it's so cruel what happened to him. But what does that mean to me as an individual? How can that affect my life and all my trials and tribulations? What does that mean? So I feel like God has opened up my heart to understand that. We need to understand, what does it mean when Jesus suffered and died on that cross? What it means to us as individuals and even collectively. In John chapter 19, verse 29 through 30, a jar of wine, vinegar, was there. So he soaked a sponge in it and put the sponge on a stalk of hyssop plant and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Two things he wants to keep you in mind. It is finished, and he gave up his spirit. This portrays his spirit as the only way of salvation. Hyssop symbolizes the healing power of the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 9. You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. The old wine of religion had been overcame by the blood of the Lamb and replaced by His Holy Spirit. Jesus is our Passover Lamb by His Spirit. On that last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scriptures have said, rivers of living water will flow from within them." By this he meant the Spirit whom those who believe in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified. When Jesus gave up his Spirit on the cross and ascended at the right hand of God, he was glorified. "It is finished. It is finished." The Bible says, in the world, Jesus said, "In the world you will have tribulations." He said, "But be of good cheer, have a good attitude, because I have overcome the world." If you got a sickness in your body, it is finished because Jesus overcome that sickness. If you got a financial problem, praise God, be of good cheer because Jesus have overcame that financial problem. Be of good cheer because he has overcame the world. It is finished. All the problems that we're confronted with, it is finished. When you're sick, when you got a problem with your mate or your relationship, it is finished. Stop carrying the problem through by thinking that you got to find the answer, because the answer has already been given to us through Christ Jesus on the cross. It is finished. We got pandemics and sicknesses and all types of things going on in this world today. But do we remember that it's finished? We got issues with each other, from our families, from our past, from our siblings, from our children, from our relationships, from the people we work with, people on the streets, homelessness, all types of crazy things, wars, all types of things. But it's finished. Do we remember that it's finished? Jesus is sitting on the throne of God, is saying, "All these things are going on. Why are you worrying and being concerned? Because it's finished. The wars, the sickness, the pandemics, it is finished. Be of good cheer. I've overcame all that." There's nothing in this world, praise God, that you cannot be confronted with that have not been finished by what Jesus did on the cross. It's been finished. But yet we continue to worry and be concerned. We get scared from what we hear in the news, failing to remember that it is finished. Jesus has finished doing the work that's necessary for us to overcome this world. Be of good cheer. Jesus suffered and died and gave up his Spirit to give to us as a gift, to heal us, to cleanse us so that rivers of living water will flow from true believers who have received his Holy Spirit. We are called, speaking of this church, I didn't realize I was going to speak here. The Lord gave me this message in relation to our church, but I think this could be related to any church, any person or any church that consider themselves as Christian churches or followers of Christ. Because God intended for all of us who have professed Christ and received his Spirit, he expects rivers of living water to flow through us. And I'm thinking about our church. We are called the Living Water Church. The question is, do we have his Spirit, and are we vessels of living water? He died to give us his Spirit. He gave up his Spirit so that he can give it to us. Living water is the presence of God by his Spirit. I know that me and my wife, we go different places. We go to IHOP, and the manager at IHOP, every time he sees us, he runs up to us and says, "I just wish you guys were so glad to see you." And he said this because every time you guys come in here, the atmosphere changes. People start getting happy, and then some people leave because they're not comfortable with that good atmosphere. They're used to chaos and disorder. But when the Spirit of God is around, that's uncomfortable for them before they go. So we want to know, what is the answer for chaos and disorder? God's Spirit in you. You can either submit to the disorder, or you can just be triumphant by remembering what was finished and overcome that and change the atmosphere. I've seen in many places. That river of living water, we must remember that it begins in us. We had to first allow that living water to clean us up. Because how can God work through us if he haven't cleaned us up first? So that we can be a vessel, a pure vessel, where God can work through us and manifest his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. It's very important. So I just thank God that he have opened up my heart and mind to understand what it means. Because when I was attracted to this church, the first thing I saw was living water, and that attracted me to this church. And I know that living water is God's Spirit in us. And I can see it, in my own life. I can see the manifestation of that in my own life. And it's God's Spirit moving. Living water is just God's Spirit, wherever his presence is. Because the Bible said in his presence there's the fullness of joy. And where his Spirit is, there's freedom and liberty. So you see so many people in this world without no joy. You see so many people that don't have freedom and liberty. We go around them, and yet we have his Spirit in us, but we are not comfortable around them. But what we should be doing is be allowing his Spirit to flow through us as living water so that it can change the atmosphere and even change them. This is our purpose. We have to remember what we are. When it was finished, we got to remember there's nothing in this world that you cannot be confronted with that can't be overcome by the Spirit of Christ in you. Nothing. Whatever you read on the news, whatever you're confronted with on the streets or in your relationship, in your personal life, finances or whatever, it can be overcome because Jesus overcame it on the cross. If you got his Spirit in you. Now, if you don't have his Spirit in you, it can be a problem. So it's very important that we understand first that we must get his Spirit in us, because that's the Spirit of freedom. That's what brings freedom wherever we go. That's what brings God and manifests God's presence. It is finished. When it was finished, Jesus gave up his Spirit. We think about all he died. When he gave up his Spirit, he just died. But he gave up his Spirit to give to us. Because right after he died and was resurrected and sitting at the right hand of God, on the day of Pentecost, he sent back his Spirit to live inside of us so that we can overcome any obstacles or problems that we're confronted with. Isn't that wonderful? That's why it's important that we got to remember who we are in Christ and who he is in us. May God bring a blessing upon the hearing and the receiving of his word. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.